You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's happening, Chicago Bears fans? This is T-Formation Conversation. I'm your host, Lester Wildfong, and I'm going to make it a short and sweet one tonight because I'm recording this on Christmas Eve, Friday night. We're still waiting on Santa to get here for the family, so we got to get everyone tucked in bed, got to get the cookies and milk put out. Get ready for Christmas. So let's just jump into it. The injury report is out, and it is a ridiculous injury report because we found out today on Friday that there's some injuries. Andy Dalton out. Kind of had a feeling that was going to happen. He had a hand injury a week ago, but apparently he got a groin injury at some point. Also, he's off the COVID list, but he is out. Okay, that's fine. Justin Fields, he has an ankle injury. He hasn't practiced this week. He's now listed as questionable. So Matt Nagy already announced it. Nick Foles is getting a start on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. Okay, this season can't get any weirder. Really, it can't. But, you know, the fact that Nick Foles is in a starter game this late in the season, it's just the cherry on top of a crap Sunday that we've all had as Bears fans this season. So here we go. Also out for the Bears, Jason Peters, Xavier Crawford, Shakeem Grant Sr. Crawford and Grant both have concussions. They're in concussion protocol. They've been ruled out. Peters has that high ankle sprain. Kind of expected he would be missing. High ankle sprains are tough. You know, it's tough to come back from. So it's usually a few week injury. And I think with Peters at this point in his career, the Bears are going to be smart. And they're going to let Peters just kind of stay on the pine because they got rookie Tevin Jenkins at left tackle. Now they want to get a good long look at, which is a smart way to go. He was their second round draft pick. They want to play the rookie. Perfect. I love it. He is part of their future. But let's talk about the right tackle spot real quick here. Jermaine Ifedi. He started last week because Larry Borum was in on the COVID reserve list. Borum is now off that list. Borum is also not on the injury report at all. So he's apparently healthy enough to go. But for some reason, the Chicago Bears are going to keep Ifedi as the starting right tackle. Now, part of it could be because he's named a captain this week, which, you know, come on. He's a captain this week because they're playing the Seattle Seahawks. Also captain this week, Pat O'Donnell, okay, punter, well-deserving. But also captain this week is Bruce Irvin. The Chicago Bear legend Bruce friggin' Irvin is named a team captain this week because he, like Ifedi, played for the Seahawks at some point in his career. I have no words sometimes for some of the stupid shit that Matt Nagy does. So let's just move on here. Man, come on. So also injured for the Bears, Marquise Goodwin got a foot injury. He's questionable. And Eddie Goldman, nose tackle, has a finger injury. He is also questionable. Goodwin and Goldman, though, they practice all week. They should be good to go. Goldman hasn't missed any time in the last few weeks. Goodwin, of course, has missed some time recently. So it'd be good to get Goodwin back out there so we can catch those long bombs from Nick Foles. If I mentioned Nick Foles is going to start on Sunday, this game is going to be so much fun to watch here. So anyway, that's it, guys. That is the injury report for the Chicago Bears. The COVID list has been crazy this last week. Guys are getting positive tests, going up and down, on the reserve list, off the reserve list. They've today on Friday activated Bilal Nichols from the reserve COVID list. So I think they have maybe 11 guys on there now, but if any more changes happen, we're going to update the site even on Christmas Day. I might not get to it as quick as I'd like to, but at some point we'll have some news up there. Also on Twitter, we'll have some stuff on Twitter as well. Follow the site at WC Gridiron. You can follow me on Twitter at WildfongJR for all your breaking Bears news. So let's really quick touch on the Seattle Seahawks injury report, and it's a short one. They had a huge list this week. I was kind of keeping an eye on their injury list as the week went on, and there was like 15, 16 players on the list. Friday comes, last practice of the week, and they put it out. It's only two players. John Rattigan, linebacker, he has already been ruled out. And then Bleshawn Austin, cornerback, he is questionable with a hip injury. And the thing with Austin is he's actually the backup who got a start last week because their starting cornerback, DJ Reed, is on the COVID list. If they bring him off the COVID list, of course, he'll slide into the starting spots. But, you know, it's like I said, it's Friday night. I'm recording this. They may make some changes, and if they do, we will update the site. But that is it, guys. I wanted to keep this short and sweet. I know you guys are busy. Have a Merry Christmas. Have a Happy Holidays. Be safe, be smart, and bear down.